Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. That's it. Big news from DraftKings Sportsbook. It's now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app, download it, and you'll find all the casino games in the top navigation bar to start playing. That's all you got to do. Download DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app, use promo code KSN, and you're playing your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. Mr. Greg Pickle joins us. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, Jim. I'm good. I'm glad to be back, and let's talk some football.
You got it. I'll tell you what. I'm excited about this. I always love to talk recruiting during the off season. It's the most fun thing to talk about. It's the most newsworthy, and we're actually going to devote two segments to it. And what I'd like to do, Greg, is actually go position by position. Let's talk about what's needed, who's in the hopper, who's already there, who are they looking at, what are the possibilities. So, as usual, let's start with the offense. We'll do the easy one first. Quarterback, they've got Christian Veau, signed, sealed, well, not signed, but committed. And I'm sure that's it for recruiting at quarterback, correct?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Jim. I mean, in most years, you don't take two quarterbacks. Penn State did do that a year ago when it took Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr., of course, but it doesn't need to do that now. And Christian Veau was very direct about the fact that one of the things he liked about Penn State's message to him was that he was going to be the only quarterback that they took in this recruiting cycle. So, obviously, Penn State's not going to go back on its word and go recruit a second quarterback. And if for some reason it would, well, then it would probably almost certainly lose Christian Veau, and it would just have one quarterback anyway. So yeah, they're done there. I really enjoyed getting to talk to him last week. He's a very intelligent kid that, you know, really can understand and see why and how he'll fit into Kirk Shiraka's offense. And I know last week, Jim, we had talked about the fact that, you know, maybe he's not as mobile as some other guys, or maybe he's listed as a pro-style quarterback and not a dual-threat guy. But, you know, again, I would just reiterate that even though that might be the case, he is still plenty capable of running enough to keep teams honest with the RPO stuff that the Lions do.
And just remember, I'll reiterate, Sean Clifford, Will Levis were both listed as pro-style quarterbacks too. All right. We talk about his potential to run. Let's go to the position where this is what they're supposed to do, is run. Running back. Right now on the board, zero commits at running back, and not a lot of chatter at the top end of different running backs. It seemed like a couple weeks ago there was talk of Malik Newton, a three-star out of Virginia. That talk seems to have cooled down. There's some chatter about Donovan Edwards, a four-star out of Michigan. What's the story at running back, Greg?
Well, I just think that, as we talked about a little bit last week, Jim, one of the problems that Penn State could run into in this class is that, you know, you look at the position group at the moment, they just brought in two freshmen. One of them, Keziah Holmes, is on campus. The other, Kevon Lee, will be on campus soon enough. Then you have, you know, the top of the depth chart, which is a veteran guy who could lead for the NFL after this season, and Journey Brown, and the guy who won't be able to do that in Noah Kane, and, you know, Devin Ford's right on the heel. So it's such a young position group that I just think the top prospects that are considering Penn State might be looking at it and saying, yeah, I might be able to find a better situation elsewhere. And it is true that, you know, Jim, depth chart challenges are existent all over the country at the best schools at the running back positions, because guess what? The best running backs want to play for the best teams. to have a chance to win the college football playoff. And Penn State can pitch that, look, even though we have a deep bench of running backs, you know, a guy like Miles Sanders comes in and starts for 1 year and then gets, becomes a second round draft pick. So we'll see. I would suspect that they end up with one of the guys a little bit further down their board instead of maybe the top target. You know, is it a guarantee they'll take a running back in this class? Maybe not. I would suspect that they will, though. They just seem to like to try and keep that position group going as best they can year over year. And it's smart to do that, Jim, because as we've seen with the transfer portal, you can very quickly wind up in a position where you thought, you had plenty of players at a spot, and then one or two guys transfer. Maybe a guy gets hurt. Maybe a guy's not as good as you thought he was going to be. It all kind of falls apart pretty quickly.
All right, let's move on to what I think is an interesting position group, and that's wide receiver. Penn State has commitments from two guys who are listed as athletes, Lonnie White, Liam Clifford, the brother of quarterback Sean Clifford. The assumption is that they are both wide receivers, and we hadn't talked to you and I about Lonnie White, their most recent commit this past week, who played quarterback at Malvern Prep last year but is looked at as a wide receiver. So that's two guys, if we list them, at wide out. And then there are some interesting names. Dante Thornton, someone who had committed and decommitted but is still on Penn State's radar. Caden Prather, Jaleel Farouk. How many do you see signing for wide receiver?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jim. I mean, they already have two in the boat, and you would think they probably don't want to expand too much further beyond that number. But at the same time, the target board is really good to look at right now. You know, again, you just rattled off three guys who, to me, Penn State would take in a heartbeat if they were able to. And the receiver depth chart is a little bit out of whack at this point with, you know, Justin Shorter leaving and KJ Hamler going to the NFL draft. So I think they have some room to expand there. And now the question they'll have to ask themselves is a fairly simple one, and it's what is the best the best way to keep this class among the top 15, the top 10, or even better in the country, while also fulfilling all of our needs. And I think one way to do that is by adding a couple of more receivers. I would think Prather and Dante Thornton lead the way there. I think Penn State would take both of those guys. Prather seems maybe on the cusp of a decision. It could be about that time for him. I don't know if Thornton's really itching to decide anytime soon. Time will tell. But, with those two guys, I think they topped the board, and I think Penn State would certainly take both of them at this point.
It would seem that way. And real quick, I didn't ask you in the beginning and probably should have. There are currently 12 commitments. Based on some of the information, we're looking at fewer than last year, of course, when there were 27. And I believe one of the coaches implied that they would be at around 17 or 18. There aren't a whole lot of spots left, are there?
No, there's really not, Jim. Yeah, that was Terry Smith who said, look, you're probably going to have to knock, somewhere around 8 to 10 guys off of last year's total. So, I mean, do the math, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out why that's the case. You know, you look at Penn State's scholarship chart, again, they had a lot of guys come back that they expected to probably have move on. And, you know, the transfer portal is not going to be as,
active.
It's not gonna be that's about as good as any. Yeah. It won't be as active because, Penn State didn't have, and nobody else, of course, didn't have spring ball to try and thin the herd a little bit, if you will. So I think you put those two things together and it's just going to be tough to clear roster space. They're going to have to do it to get the 85, and I have no doubt that they will, but, to get way below that, enough so that you have a class that could be close to 25. I just don't see that as in the cards or realistic.
Okay, let's hit a couple more positions here on offense. Let's go to tight end, where they've done a great job at that position over the last couple of years. Mike Gesicki, Pat Freiermuth, and there's still a very nice tight end room. And there's been some talk about the two names that I saw were Brock Bowers, a four-star tight end out of California. And the other name that I saw is this Maliki Matavo, a four-star out of Nevada, is a tight end. Are required in this recruiting class? I'm sure it would only be one. And where do they stand with these couple guys?
Yeah, I think they probably end up taking one. I mean, again, you know, they've done a nice job sort of stacking things up in that position room with Theo Johnson, Brenton Strange. You know, they didn't necessarily have to take a tight end 2 years ago, and they did with Brenton Strange. But they're going to lose Pat Freiermuth after this year. There's no question about that. You know, Zach Kuntz is getting toward the end of his career, so they want to keep continuing to really keep building up the depth in that tight end room, even though we know Kirk Starock is capable of, you know, running an offense with without a tight end being heavily involved. So I think that's something to keep in mind too. But yeah, you know, all told, I think they will take a tight end in this class. I think that that, you know, for the most part, they have some options there. I think Matavio might be a little bit more realistic than the Bowers kid. But, you know, when all is said and done, I do believe that Penn State will find a tight end in this class.
All right, now let's go to kind of, believe it or not, the star position potentially of this class, which is the offensive line. They already have 3-star Nate Brewes, 4-star Landon Tangwall, and several very nice options are still on the board here, right, Greg?
Yes, there's no doubt about it, Jim. I mean, obviously the big fish out there at this point is Nolan Rucci, the 5-star Pennsylvania standout. He's a kid who I just feel like they have to land at this point. I mean, it's very difficult for me to see this class being the best it can be without him in it. And ultimately, you just can't lose Pennsylvania kids of this caliber to anybody else. So Wisconsin's in play there, Clemson, some other schools, Stanford. So you know, they're all realistic places he could end up, but I just think Penn State has to find a way to get that done. Then you have Tristan Lee, a 4-star, 5-star offensive lineman from West Virginia, depending on which service you look at. He's another guy they're high on. And then Drew Kendall is an interior offensive lineman, maybe the only interior offensive lineman they would still take at this point. He knew Phil Troutwine very well from Troutwine's Boston College days, and now they're going to try and reel him in. You know, now the Troutwine's at Penn State, so we'll see. But those are kind of the guys to watch here. Penn State already has done a nice job at the offensive line spot. Landon Tangwall, of course, leads the way at that position group, but they certainly are not done with the work they have to do there.
And another name, it seems that I think it was Landon Tangwall keeps talking about Diego Pounds, a 3-star from North Carolina, as a possibility. Real quick, is he a chance to come this way?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't rule him out at this point. You know, obviously, I think that they have some work to do, but he does seem to be a guy that they might be willing to consider, and vice versa. So we'll see. Again, it's at a point now where it's really a conversation of how much space do you have, who can you realistically get, and where do you want to sort of spend your space available with the best available on the board.
All right, that's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to pick up this conversation and look at the defense.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.